I'm Jamie Seeker, and this is What It Takes. Each episode, I sit down with real business owners to talk about their journey, the wins, the challenges, and everything in between. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Business Owners Tell All. This is What It Takes, and today we're talking with Dina Shanowitz, founder and CEO of Zami, a maternity and baby care brand based in Florida, and it's making waves worldwide. Dina's story is especially powerful. As a mother of five, she turned her own challenges with breastfeeding into a mission-driven company that now designs innovative hospital-grade breast pumps, parenting gear, and even supportive communities for moms. What I love about Dina's journey is that it's not just about invention, it's about strategy and process. Figuring out how to scale a brand that's personal, emotional, and medically important while keeping moms at the center of every decision. We'll dive into how she built Zami, the system she put in place to grow without losing the heart of her mission, and what it really looks like to balance business, innovation, and motherhood. Welcome, Dina, to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm so excited to hear about when you first started. What was that very first process that you created that keeps things running smoothly? Like, because it's one thing to start your passion project, right, as some personal experience, and it's another to like make it an actual business and put in processes and be, you know, official, you know, a business owner in that way.
Yes. So it all started actually when I had my first, when I had my first child. She was a NICU baby. Oh. And I was exclusively pumping and thought that, you know, there would definitely be times that I can try to breastfeed, but never happened. And so for the time that she was breastfeeding, it was actually through pumping and feeding her. And after that experience and seeing how using the pump that I was using was just, there were just features that I wished could have been more customizable to a pump. And having the pump that I had back then, which was 11 years ago, it just, I felt being using a pump for so long and for, you know, being sort of married to that pump for that over that year's time that I was pumping, felt that there definitely has to be some things that can be helpful for motherhood's journey in general. I always say moms' bodies are not the same. Moms' pant sizes are not the same. Same comes with a pump. A pump is such a customizable product and each mom is so different. And the goal of Zomi more than anything was creating a product that is customizable for every mom's needs and having different features. So one of the features that we have included there are a nipple correction mode for moms that have flatter inverted nipples that have a harder time releasing their milk. And then we've got an alternate mode technology, which alternates between breasts to help with stimulation to allow moms to respond quicker to pumping. More than anything, the goal was more milk, less time. Many moms, as beautiful as a breast pump is, no mom wants to be stuck with the pump. They want to, you know, one and done. So the goal was to create products that are practical, easy to use, and more importantly, efficient. And after my experience and what I went through, I felt like there's got to be something more customizable for moms. And that's really when I started my journey and started looking at how can I make something with features that I wish there were that weren't currently on the market. My background is special education, so did not come from breast pumps. And when this whole thing happened, I was on a mission because I felt like I do not want any other mom to have that experience that I went through and have something that will work for her, whether she needs quicker speeds to be able to release her milk or different suction patterns. And so literally from scratch, started really dissecting the different pumps in the market, learning what moms need, working hand in hand with different lactation consultants throughout the US that really held my hand and guided me through what can really be helpful. And as a mom as well, understanding what are, you know, priorities and what mom really needs versus all those extra bells and whistles that are not necessarily going to be as useful. And really breaking that down against what competitors have from warranty to customize, you know, to being more customizable to different flange size range of all the different sizes we would offer mom to get that perfect fit so that mom gets that best performance out of the pump. So literally just jumped in and I remember after, you know, really working hand in hand with moms and lactation consultants to really build out solid features that will allow mom to be able to succeed and get the best out of their pump, we brought in our initial first container of pumps that got delivered. And I remember looking at my husband, I'm like, what did I just do? Like, where is this going? And so sort of jumped right in. I just had my second. She was 2 weeks old. I said, I am going to make sales and hit the road. And it was hard. And the fear was real. But I told myself that I'm not going to fail. I'm going to succeed. This is going to be the future for our family, the future for moms. And literally 2 weeks after having my baby, just jumped on the plane. Most people thought I was crazy, but I pushed forward because I knew that this is what's going to, you know, again, allow me to succeed in the company. And I feel like just as an entrepreneur in general, a lot of times things don't always, you know, you have to take that jump. And sometimes things don't make sense, you know, coming from scratch where, you know, how are you going to fund everything and spending all your investment money and bringing in product and trying to figure out if, you know, will it work? Will it not? And all those fears, sort of just bypassing that and saying, okay, I'm going to succeed. And looking back, the sacrifices made from sleepless nights to, you know, all those emotional rides and roller coasters that I went through from working just after having the baby really built the foundation. And without that, we wouldn't be where we are today. And I always say that success doesn't come from comfort. It comes from courage. And that's the goal of, and that was really our mission. And ever since, I feel like one thing that Zomi is always doing is constantly improving and perfecting our products with the latest technology to bringing in the market what moms really need and what will really help moms succeed throughout their entire breastfeeding journey.
Wow. What a great mission that is. Success doesn't come from comfort. It comes from courage. I love that. And I want to talk a little bit about that gap that you mentioned as well, because that's not something that everyone has. And so on this podcast, we talk about what it takes to sit in this seat of business ownership and run your company. And I think that's the difference, right? Of people who think about a lot of things, who maybe even can identify a problem in the marketplace or something that needs to be solved. And then that difference of actually doing it. You might even have a solution of, oh, this is what I would do if, you know, I could solve this problem, which, you know, you clearly did in those long hours of, of, you know, breastfeeding or at least providing breast milk for your baby with the pumps. And, you know, I know what those nights feel like. I know what those days were like as a working mom. And it's really tough. And you think about a lot of things in that time. And you can solve the world's problems just sitting there, you know, waiting for that process. But there's a gap there of filling a need and actually, you know, identifying it and then doing it. So what was it, do you think, that made you just step up and say, you know, 2 weeks later, here I am, I'm doing this?
I feel like the fact that I went through such a horrific experience with my first of thinking as a new mom, everything would go right. And unfortunately, having so many issues along the way, from baby with tongue tie to inverted nipples. It was just, there was a lot. And it was like, I remember looking at like a mom that had more than one kid and I'm like, how does she do it? Like I can't even get my coffee to stay hot. And five kids later, I can actually drink a hot coffee. And that really comes from the fact that I feel having the right tools in place to succeed. I unfortunately had to quit my job and go full time to exclusively pump because it was such a process and so much from having a pump that was plugged into the wall, sounded like a vacuum cleaner. There were so many things that made it impossible for me to just pump on the spot and always having to go into the bathroom area where you don't feel good when you're in the bathroom pumping. And it was very traumatic. And after that, I said, why do I have to use something, for one, that's not even rechargeable, I can't carry around, doesn't have additional settings for each breast. For example, with our pumps, we have a feature that could customize different suction patterns for each breast separately, because breasts are not twins, they're more like sisters. So the fact that you can really have that experience, the fact that you could have different size flanges available if mom needs a different, you know, option. These were all things that I felt were, there was such a, there were no options available, and felt like there was such a need. And this is such a sensitive part of being a mom, especially first time mom, when the biggest success is feeding your baby. When, you know, as a newborn, what you're really feeding, changing diapers, that's what you're doing all day. And when baby doesn't eat, it takes such a stress on mom. And the fact that having a pump that will allow mom to establish a healthy milk supply so she could continue feeding her baby is what is key to allowing mom to be sane and feel like, and feel proud to be a mom. And that was really the goal more than anything. And just having, you know, going back to that experience emotionally was so difficult, and felt like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to create something that is going to be more customizable for each mom. Allow, you know, bring comfort, confidence, and convenience for every mom that gets our products. And that is really what pushed me to do this. And I don't look, even though it was something that was not easy and very difficult and not necessarily happening in the right time, you know, I have a few kids close in age. So, you know, balancing being the mom and focusing on growing a business is not always easy, but jumping into that. And more than anything, when you're passionate about something and you feel like you can change so many moms' lives, it really drives you to succeed and continue working. And without that passion and determination, I would have failed. But again, from my experience, I just felt like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to impact so many moms' lives. And then, you know, and what really keeps me going is when I get these letters or emails saying how without the Zomi pump, they would have not continued being, or they would have went to formula. Always is something that makes me continue to, you know, have a purpose and feel like I am changing each, you know, one moment at a time, but definitely something that keeps me going there.
Yeah, definitely. And I wish that you were around, you know, 20 some odd years ago when I was going through that process, because it's something that's very, very difficult. And you mentioned having processes in place to kind of set you up for that. Every company has to create a process to scale. And that's kind of what we've seen in working with businesses. What were the first systems or processes you knew that you had to put in place for Zomi to grow?
So initially, it was really a one-man show, obviously wearing many different hats and trying to do everything. And then realizing that there's certain things that are important for you to be involved in, and then certain things you could hand off. And I feel like as an owner of any business, especially when you just get started, it's very hard to hand stuff off. And it's like, you know, I know everything. I want to do everything my way, but sort of like, and that's the only way you grow is when you could focus more on innovation and have people deal with sales and deal with the, you know, the activity that comes with it. So it was really, you know, from building a team from scratch, from, you know, back in the day, I was the one answering all the customer service calls that came in. So really, you know, building out that customer service team and the sales team, and, you know, obviously always being involved, but definitely really allowed Zomi to grow by having amazing people as a part of our company and really building structure in place. We've got different team, you know, from marketing to sales to customer service, really just focused on different areas to help with the growth of Zomi and allow me to really focus on innovation and constant improvements on our products and building products with the latest technology. One of our newest products that we actually just brought in was our cooling and warming lactation massager. And this is the first ever lactation massager that has that cooling aspect. Most massagers either just provide that stimulation or warmth. And with Zomi, having the cooling allows those moms that have mastitis or are to get relief from that cooling technology. Instead of using those ice packs that will melt and then you have to go back in the freezer to refreeze them. And in general, and that really came also again from my own personal experience having mastitis and thinking warmth is what I should put on based on what many people tell you, just go in the shower and put some, you know, go put the heat of the, you know, put hot water on you or put hot compression on you. And all that really does is makes you in more pain and actually does not relieve the soreness, but causes it to get worse. So understanding, okay, moms have situations where they really need to get these tools that will help them recover from what they're going through. And again, going back to what's practical and what will really, what's really going to be comfortable for mom and help mom with her pumping journey. So, you know, sometimes you see, you know, all these different products, you know, as a first time mom, mom thinks she needs everything and every new gadget or product you're bringing in thinking, okay, this is what's going to, this is what I need. And this is what I need. And the goal more than anything as a mom of five and going through that initial stage with my first, it's more like, okay, this is what you really need based on what's going to be practical and useful and not just sit around. And that's really the goal more than anything, aside for the innovation that Zomi creates, there's really thought behind what's going to be helpful for mom, what's going to give mom more comfort, you know, peace of mind. And that is with all the tools and products that we bring in, that is what Zomi really stands behind.
Well, that's great. And keeping the customer who's your the moms as the first, you know, high priority in everything that you do, I think definitely sets apart businesses, you know, and then obviously you mentioned the passion that it took to get on its feet, you know, and get out there. But you also mentioned something about process and making sure that you have things in place to be able to hand off, because it's not going to be sustainable for you to be answering the customer service calls, you know, as your company grows and continues to get bigger. So it's being able to build a team and trust that the processes that you put in place are there to help them and you can grow. We always
I wanted to touch on that for a second, because I know you were asking me back to the processes of building that customer service team. And when we did build our teams out, we had a lot of thought in mind of what's going to be most helpful for moms. So all our customer service representatives are all moms who have been there, done that, and had that experience. So really are there to support mom above and beyond, not just with any technical support, but emotional support as well. And that was really like when we did build, you know, Zomi from scratch and started building the teams, we wanted to give mom the most personal experience, just because breast pumps are such a personal item to mom. And by building out teams that are each separate team is really customized and catered to moms, that is also something that was very important too.
I think that's key in building a team and knowing who your market is as well, and hiring for the right fit for that, people that share those same values or experiences in this case. I think that's a big part of it. And we asked this question for all of our podcast guests. In your own words, what does it take to be a business owner, to sit in your seat and to do what you do?
I would say courage, persistence, and definitely more than anything, I think determination. You know, sometimes you can think of something, but then to actually do it is a whole nother part. And it's really just jumping in and you know, not looking back and always going. Like I always say, like something that I always use is that everything happens for a reason. And sometimes things might not go as planned, but there's a reason behind it, and keep moving forward. You know, building a business is not all glamorous. And sometimes there's many hiccups that could go on during the way. And that is a big part of what causes businesses to close down, because of certain hiccups or certain things that didn't go as planned. But to move forward and keep in mind that, you know, be determined and keep in mind that even though it's not working, you know, even though at this point in of the stage of what we're working on, it's not all nice and dandy, the day will come. And and dream big and dream for our future.
Yeah. And keep going. Dina, thank you so much for sharing your journey and letting us kind of take a peek behind the curtain at how you've not just built products, but a whole support system, it sounds like, for moms as well. So for listeners, where can they find Zomi or you if they're looking for you?
Sure. So they can go on our website, zomi.com. We also, on our socials, it's on Facebook, it's zomi.pump, ZOMEE.pump, if they want to follow us on socials, on Facebook or on Instagram, as well as TikTok. And
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope today's conversation gave our listeners, you guys, some idea on how process isn't just about efficiency. It takes a lot of passion and persistence and courage, like Dina mentioned, and just to kind of make sure your mission and your values can scale right alongside your business. That's my biggest takeaway that I kind of took from this conversation. But always, thank you so much for tuning in to Business Owners Tell All, What It Takes. And until next time, see you then.
This podcast is brought to you by Seeker Solution. Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed? We can help. Head over to SeekerSolution.com to schedule a call today. Would you or someone you know like to be featured on this podcast? Our applications are now open. Apply today at SeekerSolution.com and click on the podcast link to get started.